sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Fairfax, Virginia. For more information about Bethlehem, visit our website at blclife.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Grace to you and peace from Jesus the Christ, who meets us where you are and offers you forgiveness, grace, and peace. Amen. A few weeks ago, I crashed my bicycle. I'm okay. But like any close call, it shook me up a bit and made me think about ultimate things. See, I was on the top of the world as I was riding along. Some of you know that I got onto a study trip in January that I had been waitlisted for. I'm going to Turkey and Greece. Professor Hoffman at United Lutheran Seminary in Philadelphia, Gettysburg, is taking a group of seminary students and family members, including Vicar Alex and Shelley, and a few other professors and pastors, in the footsteps of Paul. I have always wanted to go on one of these trips. I had put it out of my mind because I hadn't heard anything, and there's lots of reasons why I maybe shouldn't go. I was ready to completely forget it when I got the email a few weeks back that a spot has opened up. Heather and I discussed it. She said, "You gotta go." So I was elated. And it was one of our first glorious fall days as the leaves started changing colors and the weather was actually still warm. So I get on my bike in the afternoon, put my favorite music on, and I am just riding, thinking, could it get any better? I was so excited. I could even feel myself riding like I was on clouds, a bit carefree, but I didn't care, see? And the next thing you know, I slammed into a curb. I fortunately only blew my front tire and flipped into a nice fluffy spot of grass along Braddock Road. I was very lucky. It all happened so fast. I wasn't even going that fast. But, needless to say, it got my attention, to say the least. I'm wondering if my feeling on top of the world that day was anything like the disciples. Look at how beautiful this temple is, they said. What large stones, what large buildings. Could it get any better? Could anything touch us with this kind of goodness and joy? Glorious comfort, high adventure, love and peace and learning and beauty and tradition and ritual. The temple in Jerusalem, indomitable. And then Jesus says what he says, not just, hey, you know, this could all be gone someday, but actually, no, this will be all gone. Crash. Makes you stop and think. At the end of this year, and by the way, our church year is about to turn over a new November 28th. So we are at the end of this church year, and of course at the end of this calendar year, we're getting closer. At the end of this year, we are presented in this text today with some ultimate images, some ultimate things. This, all of this will all be gone. How shall we live now? Now that Jesus has said this to us, after the crash of that announcement, after the news of the flat, after the bloody bruises and shattered opportunities to keep going, after the temple has fallen, what comes next? What's the point? Ultimate thing, see? It's a gift to reflect on this. Now, we could go a cynical route. Nothing matters then, clearly. Do what you want. Take what you want. Say what you want. We could go that route, cynical. We could go a combative route. Not on my watch, this stuff isn't going to happen. I'm going to do everything in my power to protect, preserve, prevent the tidal wave. Or, friends, we could listen to Jesus, who announces today more than just a temple falling, who announces more than just earthquakes and wars, who announces more than just pandemics, just a crash, who announces more than just a closure of a church, who announces more than just the loss of a loved one. Jesus keeps talking. And Jesus stays through it all. Friends, I have the privilege of calling us back to Jesus' promises amid the storms. Remember when Paul said in Acts, it was at the end of Acts, and he says, "The ship is going down, but you'll be okay." I love that. And in fact, in the story, they are okay. They crash into an island of Malta, and they're taken care of by a strange group of native peoples, the text says. The ship is going down, Paul says, but you'll be okay. Ultimate things, you see. This is what's before us today, these late autumn days. This is what's before us today in this endless pandemic. This is what's before us today as the church declines, as there's loss all around, as anxiety and fear and sorrow abound, division, not just nations against nations, even within our own nations are battling. Jesus says, you'll be okay. That's the truth to which we cling. Not even death itself can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. And as followers of one, the one, who goes to the cross, we must be reminded again that it is precisely in this moment, it is precisely at our worst, it is precisely in our deepest sorrow, our lowest rock bottom, in the smoldering ashes of our loss, our anger, our pain, our fear, the wreckage of the earthquake, it is exactly the place where this God of ours is. As the followers to the cross, it's been wisely noted that resurrection happens in the graveyard, in the places of death in our world and in our own lives. This is our good news today, that in the crumbling and the crashes is God. And we know that through the faith, and we know that through the faith we share, the community's witness to this Christ in the crashes is what we do here in the church. Holding one another in these times, comforting those who are especially hurt and vulnerable in these times, letting yourself be cared for when you're at your worst in these times. Christ in the crashes, you see. This expands beyond just us too, of course. Christ in the crashes is at the edges with those slammed into oppression, discrimination, injustices beyond a privileged imagination. Christ in the crashes is made manifest in the community of witnesses who show up and proclaim God's love, God's grace, God's power, and God's peace upon the smoldering ashes. This is the one to whom we point, faithful friends. This is the one in whom we trust and know and share and even ingest. This is the one we ingest, take into our own bodies at this holy table. This one, Jesus, Christ in the crashes, is for you, both now, today, and forever. Thanks be to God. We're going to be okay. This is only the beginning. Amen.
On behalf of all of us at at Bethlehem Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day. Evangelical. That was terrible. To learn more about our national church body.
Start over.
Okay.
Is that hard?
No, not really.
Pretty easy?
Yeah.
You're good at it.